It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KSRW. For the last few days, the combination of heat and humidity was unbearable, even here in Santa Monica. So the question is, where to go to escape the heat? To the movie theater? The nearest shopping mall or a museum? As far as the shopping malls are concerned, I leave you to your own devices. But here is my suggestion for a very cool film, a documentary by Chinese artist provocateur Ai Weiwei. For years, he has been a thorn in the sight of the Chinese government, literally giving the finger to the powers that be. There is a famous series of photographs of his middle finger in front of Tiananmen Square and other sites of global authority in Paris, Berlin, and Washington. Under pretense of unpaid taxes, he was imprisoned for 3 months and only recently released. You don't want to miss this movie. Last week, I went to the Getty Villa for the unveiling of the recent loan from the Capitoline Museum in Rome, a stunning Greek marble sculpture titled Lion Attacking a Horse. It dates from the 4th century BC and with its dramatic and gory depiction of a desperate battle between life and death, it gives Hollywood action movies a run for their money. Trust me, staring at and walking around this sculpture will give you the shivers, which is a good thing on a hot summer day. Right now, LACMA has an unprecedented variety of photographic and video exhibitions at the Broad and Rising Pavilions. In several darkened rooms, Sharon Lockhart presents a series of enigmatic videos and photographs inspired by Israeli artist and choreographer Noor Eskol. Then, there is an exhibition of recent acquisitions made by LACMA for its photography collection. Embrace Yourself was the aesthetic equivalent of a splash of cold water in your face, a series of photo portraits by Kate Grennan. You are confronted by the strangest people you have ever encountered. These anonymous men and women, plucked from the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles, look vulnerable, pathetic, and even threatening, but almost always they break your heart. The biggest, or should I say the coolest exhibitions I stumbled upon at LACMA were two supersized installations honoring Michael Heiser's larger-than-life levitated mass. Since Renzo Piano built the Broad Pavilion, its top-floor gallery has never looked as good as it does right now. The vast space is flooded with daylight streaming through the exquisitely designed glass ceiling. Huge black-and-white photographs are plastered to the walls. These are images of gigantic boulders photographed by Michael Heiser in their natural environment and presented at their actual size. Equally impressive is the video installation on the ground floor of the Resnick Pavilion, where Michael Heiser projects on the wall a series of supersized images from the project he undertook 40 years ago in Munich. There he displaced 1,000 tons of soil, creating a 100-meter-wide crater. The two temporary exhibitions, which are additions to his levitated mass, are a well-deserved tribute to this great American artist, and I cannot help but feel sorry that both are running only through September 9th. So, hurry up. It's been Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW.